Good morning and welcome back, everybody. It is Thursday, August 6th. My name is Darian Phillips. I am joined by your co-host, Simran Sandhu. And as always, it is an absolute pleasure to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by O5 Media. As you all know, we're always looking for ways to make our episodes more insightful and digestible for you all, and we've been doing some thinking recently. Rather than squeezing as many stories as possible into our limited time together, we're only going to be covering the top 5 stories, but in a little more detail than what you would usually expect. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and give this a try.
And to break in our new format, let's head over to Washington. It's officially been 10 days now, and Republican and Democratic lawmakers have made little to no progress on a new coronavirus stimulus bill. So to add that extra sense of urgency, the White House has now stepped in and is willing to make some concessions for unemployment benefits. If that doesn't help get things back on track, then President Trump will take executive action to extend jobless benefits and the eviction moratorium. But here's the thing. It's unclear whether or not the president has the authority to do this, especially since Congress controls funding. I guess for the meantime, we'll just have to sit back and see what happens.
And investors have been on edge since last week after the $600 weekly unemployment checks expired, ultimately leaving many Americans strapped for cash. Norm Conley, chief investment officer at JAG Capital, summed up this situation in a fairly blunt manner and said, quote, "You can't spend what you don't have. With as many people out of work as there are, that would have a negative impact on consumer spending if this deal or some sort of deal didn't materialize in the next week or two." That said, investors are keeping a keen eye on Washington, D.C. and the prospects of another round of stimulus. However, in the meantime, markets have continued to show a glimpse of hope and optimism for the economy moving forward. Specific sectors such as industrials, materials, and financials helped propel markets forward yesterday.
And for our third story of the day, Quicken Loans parent company Rocket is headed to the New York Stock Exchange as the company plans to go public with an offering of 100 million shares priced at $18 apiece, according to the Wall Street Journal. Now, while this may seem like a staggering amount, Rocket Companies is the nation's top mortgage lender, and this is actually much lower than the 150 million shares they initially planned to offer at a price ranging from $20 to $22. This really just gives us a good glimpse right now on investors' cautious approach to the mortgage industry, which is really interesting given that the industry has done very well this year. Interest rates have been very low, and buyer demand has been high, especially in the suburbs, but investors are still worried about another surge in coronavirus cases or continued high unemployment eventually impacting the mortgage industry.
Well, for some international news, we're going to dive into some of the backstory of the Beirut explosion and how it will affect the city moving forward. Prior to the explosion on Tuesday, Lebanon's economy was already unraveling. Sporadic power outages were shutting down Beirut for hours at a time, and coronavirus infections were skyrocketing. Economists say that rebuilding after a disaster such as this one can have a positive effect on a country's economy, stimulating growth through construction and other spending, which is generally good news. However, Lebanon faces a unique set of challenges that are expected to hinder any positive growth. The country is deeply dependent on imports for basic goods, including building materials, a factor that is expected to hamper reconstruction. And now the country has to try and do all of this rebuilding without its most important port.
And our last story is no real surprise, but Facebook has joined the race to take TikTok's spot as one of the top video-based social media platforms. Yesterday, Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, released a short video feature called Reels. The feature has already been available in Brazil, India, and France, and Instagram says they are very pleased with how it's performed so far, and we also have some details on how it will be different from Instagram's current approach. As of now, Instagram primarily shows posts from accounts that a user follows. However, Reels will showcase the most engaging videos across the entire platform. With that in mind, that's all we've got for you today. So take care, listeners, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Friday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.